5% alcohol by volume. It's 90% Pinot Noir, 10% Chardonnay. The dosage is 6 grams per liter.
That's more like it, baby. Mm-hmm.
And it's 13% red wine. The color is a beautiful light red, dark pink. The nose was spicy and rich. It's like mom's cabinet for the spices with...
You said white pepper for the last one. I'm getting a lot of white pepper here. But what else?
I'm getting like nutmeg, clove.
Nutmeg's good. Yeah.
I'm getting strawberries, grapefruit, black tea. The palate was well balanced. More fruit pulp than fruit rind. Hints of raspberry, strawberry, and the finish was smooth. Oh my. Yeah.
Long finish.
What'd you think, Bob?
I would be devastated if you did not join me for at least one glass of fine champagne.
Yeah. The Continental.
Yeah. How much better can life be? I mean, come on. You know what I need? I need that bottle of one Grand Dame right there. That's what
this,
I need.
Right here, this yes, one.
That's what I need.
Okay.
We need to pour just a scotch, more of that in the glass, and just top that back up. And make everybody happy. The color on it,
I'll join you,
is an absolutely beautiful, just like bright rosé.
We're on the radio. Nobody cares about the color. Talks about the wine. Come on.
On the nose, there is absolutely a spicy note to it. There's a little bit of a pepper, a little bit of a, I don't want to say baking spice, but it's almost a baking spice.
It's not the same baking spice you get like in whiskey.
No, this is no, not at subtle. All. No,
more like
no.
Baking soda for yep. me.
We have another commercial.
Yeah, we have another commercial. We'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we were gushing over the Veuve Clicquot Le Grand Dame Rosé 2015. So, again, there's a baking spice to the nose. Red fruit. And on the palate. On the palate, there's a lovely minerality to it, which I crave in champagne. You can literally, it's like licking the chalk. You can taste it. You can taste the terroir of the champagne. There's a little bit of a strawberry to it. And
he said black tea, but I say blackberry and black tea.
I get more blackberry than black tea. There is a tea note to it.
There's a tea note.
But it's...
I thought he was right.
No, it's very... It's
Earl Grey.
Yeah.
It's not Earl Grey. Earl Grey has bergamot. And there's citrus here, but it's not bergamot. Bergamot is very distinctive.
Yeah, bergamot's very different. I definitely get a black tea to it. I definitely get the berry notes to it. There's definitely a currant note to it.
Yeah, red currants, definitely.
I mean, their tasting notes say black currants. I'm with you. I taste more red currant.
It's not black. It's red.
Yeah. The citrus comes forward, but it's just... So
violets, That's what I'm missing. Violets.
Steely. Just so solid. So well made. It's absolutely fantastic. What'd you think?
I'm just chiming in through the whole thing. I could not restrain myself. I freaking love this champagne. Mm. So Veuve Clicquot Grand Dame is their tête de cuvée. So like you have Moët Chandon, their tête de cuvée is Dom Pérignon. So you have the regular Veuve Clicquot. Only in the best vintages will they declare like a superior cuvée. Yeah. Oh, and they will make the Grand Dame. Yeah. So Grand Dame Rosé is even more rare.
Yeah.
We get Grand Dame in America. Well, I sell lots of Grand Dame.
We were discussing. Grand neither one of us have to get. Had it in 10 years or more.
10 years, yeah, more. Yeah. Like, last time I had Grand Dame Rosé, I think we were talking about my wedding anniversary coming up this week. Probably 10 years ago.
And like, yeah. Thank you to the folks at LVMH for sending us samples because they not only sent us a Rosé, but they sent us a 2015. So something was a proper age on it. So.
Yeah, thank you so much. So that's fantastic. I probably had this maybe 10, 15 years ago. Yeah. This is fantastic stuff.
So we're going to be giving the La Grande Dame Rosé 2015 a well deserved 5 sips. And that takes us to our final wine.
These last two wines totally justify the caviar that Justin scores for. Again, thank you, Justin. So, but I will always blame you for not bringing Petit Fours for the sweet champagne.
Fair enough.
So Johann Joseph Krug left his home in Mainz on the Rhine River in 1824 to travel to France. In 1834, he arrived in Paris and joined Champagne Jacques Cassin as a bookkeeper. During his time, he learned the wine business, the art of blending champagne. In 1841, he got married, and the following year, he welcomed a son, Paul Krug. That same year, he moved the family to Rheims, and in 1843, Krug et Cie was founded. When he died in 1866, his son Paul took over the family business and moved it to their current home in Rheims. Paul died in 1810 and was succeeded by his son, Joseph Krug II. Joseph was taken prisoner of World War I, leaving his wife to run the business for several years. And after the war's end, Joseph's health made it necessary to appoint his nephew to be the joint manager in 1924. His son, Paul Krug II, began working the business and became manager from 59 to 77. Paul II's son, Henri Krug, joined the firm in 62, along with his brother Remy in 65. Henri being named president in 77. In 1999, they were sold to LVMH, and Henri retired in 2002, leaving his son Olivier to replace him, who runs the brand to this day.
We met Olivier, you and me, Bob. Yeah,
at the event down at the Sautai.
We had it. No, not the Sautai. We did it at Coconuts.
Oh, yeah, Coconuts.
We did it in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. Olivier took over. One of his brand ambassador was called away for a family emergency, a tragedy. Mm-hmm. And
we had about Olivia 14 people, and we drank 28 bottles of Krug.
It was a cold night, a real cold night in Fort Lauderdale, and people just flaked out. Yeah. I was embarrassed at the low turnout, but we drank
oysters
more than
fried
our weight
chicken
and
Krug.
Oysters and champagne. Yeah.
Krug Grand Cuvée 172nd Edition, 12.5% ABV. It's a blend of 146 wines from 11 different years. The youngest of which is in 2016. The oldest date backs to 1998. 44% Pinot Noir, 36% Chardonnay, 20% Meunier. So the color, a very light straw, but on the nose, white flowers, almonds, citrus, a little bit of marshmallow, and on the palate.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I'm pouring some more.
Beautiful, beautiful fruit.
Bob, your glass is looking half empty.
Beautiful white fruit. The lemon is amped up to 11.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
There's a nuttiness to this. The minerality is there, but it's not as chalky as some champagnes. There's a brioche, a sweetness, beautiful, buttery, just, oh my God, I love this.
Yeah. It's the nuttiness. It's the minerality that's so balanced here. The chalkiness doesn't overtake your palate. The almond becomes almost like marzipan with the sweetness and the creaminess. The hazelnut is not becoming Nutella. It's not that. It's all there. It's just gorgeous. I cannot get enough of this champagne. Justin, just talk while I just smell this stuff.
Well, this is the river of life. is the root of all things. It will pair with anything. Whatever you eat or drink, it will accentuate that.
Oh, this is good with fish. It's good with fowl. It's good with meat. Yeah. It's good with dessert. It's good with everything.
It paired with the caviar really well.
To quote my favorite doctor, oysters. Seuss, I would drink this here. I would drink this there. I would drink this anywhere.
This is, you know, I've had champagne that cost 3-4 times as much. Actually 10 times as much. I've had $1,000 champagnes, whatever. This is still for me and my wife, this is our favorite champagne. Grand Cuvée. Yeah. It's non-vintage. It's not vintage champagne. It's a blend of a lot of reserve wines. How many champagnes do you sell?
Well over 100.
Yeah, well over 100 different wines.
Yeah.
This is amazing. This is the blender's art.
You could drink it on a yacht. You could drink it on a rock.
Yeah. Drink it in a tree. You could drink it with me. Even the bottle is elegant. The neck on the bottle is so thin.
Long.
As opposed to every other bottle you have. I mean, it's just so well planned and so well thought out.
I'll be calling Fine Wine and Spirits, finding out if I can order a case.
It's just Fine Spirits, dude. How long are you going to make?
Okay, Fine Spirits.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, just so well done.
I moved a couple cases today, actually.
That night,
nice.
Oh God, 10-odd years ago when Henri showed up and did that event for us.
It was Olivier.
What a great night. We drank oodles and oodles of Krug. I ate 9 dozen oysters. Great day.
You want to give it a rating?
We're going to be giving the Krug Grand Cuvée 172nd edition a well-deserved 5 sips because I can't do 11. So
I'm still getting used to the show being shorter for more commercials.
Yeah.
I could have gone on forever about this champagne.
I could do an entire show on this one. So, well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Justin.
Thank you so much.
And thank you, Harm.
Bob, I don't always mean it, but I do today. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
This is a good day. So, well, for Sip, Says, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. And remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And fortunately, today, that has not been an issue.
Not a single one, my friend. Justin, cheers. Thank you for the caviar again.
Cheers.
All I remember is eating oysters and drinking bottles and bottles of this. And
oh, my God. Sounds good.
Oysters and fried chicken. People don't think about pairing the champagne with something great.
They were good.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
This is Bird Note. My name is Kelson Caldwell, and I drive a bus for King County Metro. As a bus driver, your schedule is pretty important. Sometimes you run late and there's nothing you can do about that. I was driving a route and I kept running fast, and then I would pull over to the side of the road and I'd just be kind of like twiddling my thumbs, worrying about what my passengers are thinking. And I wanted to find something to occupy my mind. And so I started to look for birds as my pastime. I was just like, oh, wow, look at those ducks. And then, oh, look at those crows. And that was kind of this weird entry point into becoming a lot more interested in, like, why are the birds going here at this time of day? And where do they hang out? Or what makes it possible for that bird to, like, stay here during the winter?
Driving the same route each day, Kelson noticed as new birds returned with the spring migration and how crows would fly off to roost together at night. Now, no matter where Kelson is, they see birds everywhere. Once you start paying attention to birds, it's hard to stop.
Though I will, mind you, I like keep my eyes on the road, obviously. Major part of my job.
For Bird Note, I'm Ashley Ahern.
My name's Eric Swanson, and I'm a dad of two young girls. It was a game changer when we learned that $10 a day childcare was being offered to both our kids. And we want all BC families to have this option. To get there, BC has to do three key things. Pay fair and consistent wages for all childcare educators. Transition all existing programs to $10 a day. And plan childcare expansion more like we do schools and hospitals. BC's on the right track, but we need to go faster. Go to 10aday.ca to learn more.
Dawn, five girls prepare for the ultimate takeoff. Their mission is to discover the long-lost world's friend. With the universe as their limit, they're destined to shatter all borders. But they'll need power from all of you to unite this world. Once and for all, for the good of mankind, something must be done. Are you ready?
We'll be right back. non-sweet. Go non-sweet. Go non-sweet. Way down below makes me feel a little bit less all alone. Wherever you are, even if it's far, we're all looking up at the same sea of stars. The same twice a night, and time marches on. We can drift apart, but the feelings aren't gone. It's all thanks to you, look how far we've come. When we're all together, we shine like the sun.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Thank you. I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. During heat waves, people experiencing homelessness are in great danger. Without shelter, they're more likely to die from heat-related illnesses than the general public.
If it's extremely hot outside, they're out in the heat, they don't have access to shelter, a lot of them don't have access to air conditioning.
Evan Shannon is a physician with the UCLA Homeless Healthcare Collaborative, which provides mobile medical care to unhoused Angelenos. He says many people who are unhoused also have untreated health conditions like heart disease or substance use disorders that can make them more vulnerable to heat-related illnesses. And he says sometimes it's tough for the mobile clinic staff to quickly tell if patients' symptoms are caused by heat-related illness or another issue.
I saw a patient who, it seems like, based on talking to some of his friends, was using fentanyl. And it was also one of those days where it was 100 degrees outside, and it was really hard to distinguish between if this patient was overdosing on fentanyl or was just passed out because of how hot it was.
So providing care may also become more complicated as the region experiences more hot days. And it's increasingly urgent for communities to provide water and air conditioning to people without shelter.
This is really a population that just has the greatest need.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Hi, I'm Chef Robert Brinkley. Nearly one in three black children in Canada goes hungry while food gets thrown away. The Food Security Fund is changing that. Led by Support Black Charities, the plan is to build a better pathway from community gardens to nutritious meals through local food hubs. This isn't just charity. This is community infrastructure. Join us and build a better future for black families to have consistent, dignified access to good food. Join us at foodsecurityfund.ca. Contribute today.